I'm walking me out with love. And we were in dialogues. However, right now, I'm the one who's here today at this moment. And we are having a time change. So there may be some confusion out there. But here we are. So I always like to start with a little bit of dance to get the heart open and moving and flowing. And once the heart is open, then it's a lot easier to talk about these often difficult issues. So we're going to dance, and then we're going to meditate a little bit. And let me just talk a little bit about meditation if you aren't already experience with it. So usually we have a mantra and we keep repeating it until the mind is quiet. Now, if you don't have a mantra, this is what Moses got at the burning bush. Yoda, and then breath, hey, and the out breath. Wah, and then breath, hey, and the out breath. Now, yod from the base up to the heart, hey, out to the heart. Wah, which is this. Oh. Wah from the base up to the third eye, and then again, hey, out to the heart, merging heart and mind, merging the earth and the heavens. And that's really the task to focus on. When the mind is quiet, then what we do is we're now in meditation, and then you let go of the mantra. Now, another part of how this starts is focusing on my eyes, because there's a certain energy that comes through. It's called Shaktipat in the Indian tradition, Haniha in the Torah tradition. And so that energy comes through. So you look at my eyes, and it actually works over the internet, which is really interesting, but it does. Okay. So we're going to dance, and I hope everybody chooses to dance with me. Here we go. just focus on my eyes, and we'll go into meditation for a minute or two. And repeat the mantra. If you have your own, it's good. If not, Yoda, then breath, hand that breath. Wind the breath, hand the other breath. Okay. Welcome again, everybody. Get my shoes on. So, what I want to talk about today is what we may be entering into as a planet. Okay? And that's, I think, the thing to consider. And this is a time of, in a certain way, a time of tribulation. And it's a hard time because it's a very stressful time. There are wars in maybe over 115 countries. The newest energy fighting is going on in Syria. And the Alawites. And, it's just like, and the Christians, and it's hard to grasp the degree of violence that's going on. It's like, wow, this is really happening. And the degree of cruelty. And I'm trying to look at it, keep a little distance from it, but it's really hard to avoid. And this is what our world is playing with now, okay? And, you know, we have the bigger ones, you know. you know, we have the Russia and really all of Middle Europe is involved in what's going on. And it almost feels like Europe is trying to create a war with Russia and also with the United States. It's very, very strange. But in a sense, prophesized. And that's the thing that I want to focus on. Not about the wars and not even about the prophecies. What I want to focus on is how we relate to that with, you know, these times of tribulation without going mad, you know, or becoming miserable. And because there just seems to be a push towards violence in the air, in the world. You know, different alliances are happening, but there, even in the United States, you know, Trump gave this address. It wasn't really the State of the Union, but kind of was, and it was shocking to see, you know, the Democrats, refusing to apply it even for a 10-year-old, 11-year-old who recovered from brain cancer, you know, and not to give that child that support. It's like, what's going on? We lost our humanity. So I'm looking at it thinking, wow. So, you know, we don't have to go to other countries. You don't have to go to Ukraine, Russia, or, you know, Gaza, and Egypt, Israel, and Terrain, and, you know, we don't have to do that. We just have to look at this address where one group refused to applaud even for a child who becomes cancer. Wow, what kind of polarity? And so that, to me, is what I call it's like it's striking. It's like maybe this is the time of tribulations where people are so polarized to make life difficult for everyone, and not even able to come together on kind of what I would call kind of minimal courtesy, like, you know, 10-year-old covers for brain cancer, and you can't applaud him? Come on, just because President Trump honored him? It's like we're missing the point. And that's exactly what's, in a sense, what the tribulation is. Now, the scenes talked about this starting in 2025 in about a month. So we're kind of going into it, you know, a 7-year cycle, somewhat connected to a 3.5 years kind of asteroid of. So it's going to kind of enter the field and make things even worse. So, what to do? Okay. So, my approach to it is not necessarily to focus on all these things out there, but focus on what's in here. And keeping that mindset and heart set, you know, and consciousness set, began to focus on the oneness of which we are, and focus on the light of God within us, focus on love and that divine sound, and began to bring the inner joy and inner love back into our lives. And that is very simple and very complex. Okay? That's simple. I could say that. That's good. So, what I talk about is the a way of going by this, what I would call the sevenfold peace. And so, how do we create peace on the different levels so that that becomes our focus? Okay, well, the first is physical peace, and that's in general, the most peaceful diet is the one that creates the least amount of agitation. Okay, so that's going to be a vegan diet. Now, why is that? Well, when an animal is killed, it has pain, misery, fear, and when we eat that, it's already in the animal's flesh, and we take it into our consciousness. That's a whole animal ego misery is taken in. Well, that only aggravates the mind, doesn't quiet the mind. Okay? And so we want to do things that are going to, you know, create an energy so that the circuitry, in yoga we call it the 72,000 nadis, and the Eden Pagasha Shum, the central channels. Let me see if I can get a picture for us. Central channels coming in. Ida, Pingali, and then the right and left side of the brain, and finally the higher consciousness. So this is kind of our inner circuitry according to more of a Vedic system. But the whole idea is to bring these together. Bring these together and do, you know, and get all the flow going. So when you eat animals, you're creating a situation where those channels are blocked. Not just with the pain and misery, but also the food is heavier, has the animal ego, and therefore it, what we call in yoga clogged the nadis. So in the yoga we call it the sattvic diet. Okay, and other systems, we're just going to call it a holistic vegan diet. Okay, now, In ancient times, and stuff like that also included the milk and dairy and things like that, but not anymore because those animals aren't treated well. So even the cows in India aren't treated that well. They're not holy cows anymore. Okay, so that's the physical level. And we want to do things like Tai Chi, Qigong, different movements to move the energy and flow, whatever works for you. Yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, different levels of exercise to be able to move the energy and keep it flowing. The second is peace with the mind. So how do we do that? Well, the most powerful way is meditation. Now, I mentioned a mantra repetition, and that leads to meditation. When Jesus went up the mountain and he fought with the dark forces, he came down and he shared this mantra with his disciples. Okay? And they took it on. But what my point is that he's sharing a mantra, a way of focusing the mind, then to meditate. There's different kinds of meditations. And, to a certain extent, I'm going to say all of them are good. What I've been trained in is what we call Shaktipada Haniha meditation, which is both a yogic tradition and also a Torah tradition, which is the transfer of energy from the spiritual teacher to students. Now, over the internet, it's a little bit not so obviously easy. In person, it's by breath. Like I was initiated at Muktananda, and this is in India, blew into my mouth. And that energy, his prana went into me, okay? And awoken my energy. And other times he would touch in the third eye. Okay. Now, here, everything is pretty much by sound and by eyes. And that is a way of transferring the energy. In the Torah tradition, what we call Shmika Meshefa, it's the same thing. The teacher would touch people like in the third eye and activate it, or in the crown. Okay, so we're activating that spiritual energy. We're quieting the mind. Okay, and that's part two. The third of the sevenfold peace is peace with the family. Now, peace with the family actually is a spiritual path in its own, as is meditation. Okay? And what do I mean by that? Well, the peace with the family, there are two levels. One is everybody learning to get along and come to peace with each other in the family or in small groups. But also in the tantric tradition, okay? In the tantric tradition, it's two people working out a more deep relationship with each other, moving into oneness. And, of course, this is the deeper peace in the family, but in a couple relationship. To have peace with the family, because that's how you kind of learn about relationships. But the tantra part, and it's not just sexual practices, okay? That's Western male adaption of it. It's a way of living where you merge and work into oneness with each other. So it's a whole way of life, and it is a way of, contrary to the cave approach of just hanging out in the cave, which is a valid approach, it's working through the relationship and taking it to a higher level of love and peace and ultimately of oneness, way beyond sexuality. It's two people becoming one. Very, very powerful path. Some people feel, particularly for Westerners, it's the most powerful path. So that's the tantric approach. Again, not sex. Sex is part of it. But the merging of two people into a sense of oneness. Now, the next is peace with the community. Now, in our times, that's quite a challenge. Now, they talk about the times of tribulation where people will, whether it's true or not, meaning metaphorically or not, will be taken off the planet and then be able to come back down when things have calmed down. Another interpretation is that people will move to higher planes of awareness so they're not sucked into the three-dimensional physical plane and caught in all that violence and hate. That we move to a plane of love and peace and oneness in our consciousness. Not necessarily leaving the planet, but leaving the base energetics of the planet. Okay? Now, so that's peace with the community. And the key to peace with the community is finding the right relationship in which you are at peace with the community. That's key. That's really important. So for some people, it's really close, but some communities, there needs to be more distance to make it work. And so our job, when we're talking about peace with the community, is finding the right intimacy or peaceful distance that you can be part of the community, but you also make it work. Now, in the dynamics of the individualization and I'm going to say woke collectivism, there's a balance that needs to be reached. So what's the balance? Well, the balance is where you understand yourself as both a unique individual expressing your oneness with the divine and then the balance of being connected to everyone else in the community. That's a real challenge in today's day and age. And part of the challenge is that some of the positions people take, men can be women and, you know, men can have babies. And I don't know if that would be considered extreme anymore, but it's not exactly a view people have had for thousands of years. And that takes one into polarity. Okay? Somehow God made a mistake and you got put in the wrong body. Well, God doesn't make mistakes. Everything is done for a purpose. Okay? So there's a line that has to be drawn about how to work out peace with the larger community without trying to make up a whole new way of, different way of thinking. And getting enough support for that way of thinking and attacking anyone who doesn't agree with that way of thinking, which is what we see today. You know, people who speak up, and now it's changing. You know, Trump has changed the dynamic. Okay. He's actually said, you know, there's only two genders, and you know, bring it back to kind of some kind of balance. The next is peace with all cultures. The Native Americans have a term called Omitakiwastan. What does that mean? It's peace with all my relations. What does that mean? It's the rock people, living planet. The plant people. The flying ones. The crawling ones. Okay. The four-legged ones. The two-legged ones. Peace with all cultures. What it means. And then, and all cultures means all those levels of things, including all the human cultures. So we're having a real hard time with that. I mean, you read, I guess it's just really recent, last day or two, about the Druze and the Christians and Dalawites being attacked in Syria. It's like, whoa, okay? So that's a concern. And then peace with nature, feeling our oneness with the ecology. And for me, that's the basis for ecological teaching. When you're feeling at one with the ecology, you want to support all the ecological functions, not as a political position, but as something that is natural. We're one with nature. We take care of it, and that's a way of taking care of ourselves. So that's another really, really important piece of that. And then finally, peace with God. And that's the sevenfold peace. And that brings us to kind of, again, a oneness. Because achieving peace at every single of those levels takes us out of just focusing on the outer society. It takes us into focusing on the many levels of which we interface with the world. So that sevenfold peace is a way of getting, moving through these years of tribulation, the 7 years of tribulation, without necessarily having to leave the planet. And ultimately bringing the planet back to peace as children of God. Okay. Now, in addition, they talk about the six foundations. Well, that's peace with the body, really a healthy body, and get a vegan diet. They're going to add 80% live food, so you become a superconductor of the divine, so the divine energy moves through you very strongly, supporting the Kundalini or the Rahakadesh energies. And then we're from there, we talk about a peace with the prana or energetic flows. And that's with Tai Chi, Qi Gong, yoga. These are all ways of connecting in that level. And then three is the third way, is peace with service and charity. Because when you serve other people, there's a oneness and a connection at the heart level. And then the fourth is peace, the foundation is really peace through your working with a spiritual teacher or a spiritual group, so you have that collective understanding, but you're also growing spiritually. Okay. And then the fifth is meditation and mantra repetition, like we mentioned. And the seventh is working with peace with God, but also living in a way, creating a lifestyle for yourself in a way that optimizes the flow of the Kundalini or the Raja Kadesh. So that's 13. Now, when we look at 13, we understand 13 becomes one. when we play with the numbers that we call Kamatra, 3 and 1 becomes one, and it brings us to oneness. So this is how, without having to be removed from the earth, that we can hold the energies of the earth and stay here and upgrade the whole frequency of the living planet and get through these times of tribulations, awakening as many people as possible. So that sevenfold peace, six foundations are a way of life that brings us into oneness. And it's fun. That's important. It's got to have to be fun. It's not just a discipline. It's a way of life that we develop over time and move into the oneness with that. So that's kind of an overview. If anybody out there is listening, I know we've had time changes and so forth. I'm open to any questions that you may have at this moment. We have a few minutes left if we want. And again, okay.
I don't think there are any questions that have come in at this point.
Okay.
And I did talk to Richard. He's doing fine, but missed it because it's daylight savings time, and he's not in daylight savings time zone. Right. So anyway.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad that he's okay. Is there anything you want to add or any questions you may have?
No, I don't think so. I do have the Spiritual Fast website pulled up. Did you want to mention that at all?
Yes, please. You want to put it up? So sure. On June 1st through the 9th, we're having a spiritual fasting retreat in the Dominican Republic. The weather's really nice. That's me and my wonderful wife, Shanti. And we're basically saying after all these years of the scaredemics, we're ready to go live again. The spiritual fasting is a really powerful way where we really combine, okay, the energies of the six foundations and sevenfold peace. Now we're doing a juice fast. It'll be half diluted with fresh water. And it's a very beautiful area, as you can see. And we're right there by the Caribbean and walking distance from the Caribbean. As you can see, that body of water on the right is the Caribbean. And we've rented a house there, and this is it. It's got a swimming pool, nice beds. We will be playing with the dolphins. That's on the lower left. That's Shanti with the dolphins. I've never swum with dolphins before. I have to tell you, they are rock hard. Because when they bump into you, it's all muscle. I was very impressed. And they're fun. They have the right attitude for making it through this time of tribulations. There's nice beaches to walk on. So that will be in June 1st, that Sunday night. And then starting on the 2nd, for 7 days, then we have a day for coming off, and that basically takes us to the 9th. Following that, we have a 3-day course called Zero Point, which is the yoga of the mind, also known as Jnana Yoga. There we go, the zero point. And that also gives people more time to come off the fast. Everything, all our food will be organic. We're working with a good group of people there. We're getting all our stuff organic, and they're going to be participating with the juicing. And I think we're just going to have a great time, you know. So the spiritual fasting retreat is the place where the highest amount of people will get the kundalini awakened. Fasting is just wonderful because it takes away a lot of the blockages. And so we'll be meditating twice a day with Shaktipat twice a day and discussion groups. about what's going on, you know, and spiritual questions and answers, and also discussion groups about the fast. I do work with diabetics, mostly type 2. And almost everybody gets healed from their diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So we'll have, if there are enough people, and there's a little bit extra charge for that, a separate group of helping people come off their insulin and reactivate the beta cells of the pancreas. So we are doing that also. That's like an added extra. It's not the focus of the fast, but enough people who are interested, we will form a group, and we'll, you know, as a person who wrote the book, There Is a Cure, Diabetes, wherever it is, yeah. There is a cure for diabetes. I'll be supervising people with that too. Mostly though, we're just going deeper into the truth of who we are. It's our way of moving through these times of tribulations. It's connected also to the Essene way of life as well. So good, Dharam. Thank you for bringing that up. So it's really going to be a good time. It's our first live fast since COVID began. So very excited to be doing this. And it's a good location. It's not very far from Florida, or, you know, people will be going through New York to go down there. So it's pretty accessible to people. So I hope to see you there. We have early bird specials about, you know, and we also have specials to support couples. So there's a few things that we're doing to kind of bring people, you know, to make it more accessible for people. So that is what's happening, and I invite you all to come. We're not going to let it get too big, you know. 20 to 30 people max. Another fast, we've had 60, 70, 80 people. We want to start, so this is our first time there, so we get everything in order. And then we'll see after that. So I bless everyone that you are preparing yourself as we move through this, we enter this time of tribulation for the next 7 years. At least that's what I think we're going through. It appears to be that way. And that we can dance through it, knowing the truth of who we are. So may everyone be blessed to know the truth of who you are, as that divine song and divine being of light and love and oneness. Aho, amen, om ataki wasan, shalom, 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 om shanti, shanti, shanti.